Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 38, and let's go back to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and we'll come to the next half of this quotation. Okay, so we've been looking at the word of God as revelation, and in that revelation we see how the creation came into being. We have looked at all that, and now we are at the point where we're looking at the creation of man and who man is, or how God created the man, and what was his intention, the reason. If you don't know that iron is meant to iron and straighten our clothes, you will put a bowl of rice on it and expect it to cook it. Talking about electric iron, and people have stories. Hey, in secondary schools, we can't even go into that. In boarding house, okay? So the man was given the responsibility to begat himself, to have children. Was God didn't create every man at the same time at once. God intentionally made the man have seed in himself to produce, gave the man and the woman the ability to come together and produce children. And the children was for a purpose, to have a family, have the opportunity to rear and to raise up and to bring up and to educate and to teach children and to all that, so that you have that pleasure of doing that. And in doing that, you give God pleasure. You see, you have pleasure in bringing up children. You have pleasure in seeing them grow. My two of my boys had their birthdays in this week, and it's a joy to see them. You know, you saw them when they were little, they were in your arms, and now they are big. I mean, young men. They drive me up and down, and I'm just sitting in the car and just look. Is it really? It's so surreal, isn't it? So they are growing, and it's beautiful. And fortunately for me, I had the opportunity to know God and to connect with Him, so that I could also give what I have to my children. So all my four sons are in ministry. And one is particularly is in ministry. I mean, pastoring a big church with a church building, and then the second one is also doing crusades. and the third and fourth, the other one is also assisting the first one. And this one also has bacentes and is going to preach and is praying. I see him in the morning with his phone down, and he's mentioning these people's names and praying over them. So that is a joy to see that. And I understand why God will give us the responsibility of begetting the children and training them up. You see, so when somebody gives birth, and then the person teaches the children how to curse or curse, C-U-R-S-E, see the child, a little child, and his mouth is full of profanity. Profane. I mean, that is something has gone wrong. Something has gone wrong. God's idea was that He gives you children to raise up so that you can direct their children's heart to God. He wants a relationship with each man. A relationship with each man. God is never a grandfather to any man. He is father to every man. He is father to me, He's father to my children. Father to every man, no grandfather, father to every man. So God gave man the responsibility of giving birth to, and in those times, eternal personality. They were eternal children. They wouldn't die, you know. So man wouldn't die himself, his children wouldn't die. So man will have eternally, there would have been all of us together on this earth, and our hearts and our minds and everything towards God. It would have been one lovely family, one lovely big family. But we didn't have it that way because of what happened in the garden. But God, by doing this, had put his joy, had made man the custodian of his joy. Because if man doesn't bring up the child well, what happens? I mean, we feel the brunt of the children when, if you're a mother or a father and your child goes to commit murder or is in prison, I mean, as you're hearing me, your sister or your brother or a relative is in prison, you know how painful it is. You see, because that child went wayward and fell into trouble. But that is not the will of God for us. God's will was that we will be able to train up these children who were eternal beings. And although something has happened, we're still eternal beings. But I meant in that way, that time, there was nothing like death. And Adam would have brought all of us up. And our heart would have been towards God. And our minds towards God would have loved him and been a nice and beautiful family. But we didn't have a soul because of the disobedience of man. I believe you are being blessed. God bless you. Bye.